This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. You're listening to The Cowboys Podcast, presented by lineupmedia.fm. Now your host, Jono and Steve-O.
Cowboy Nation, how the hell are you? Steve, how you doing out there, babe?
I am wonderful. That I mean, just absolutely great. Wonderful. Got a perfect. Good show coming up.
I'm just excited. A couple days from now, we got a Cowboy game again. God damn, it takes too long to see a Cowboy game.
It does now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
We look forward to it.
Hey, that's what I like so much about what's going on with the Cowboys nowadays is it seems like – now that we're done with the whole Cubs and the curse and everything, it's going to be Cowboy talk 24/7 across the country. They're the biggest deal in sports.
And you know what? I like my Cowboy fans just the way they are right now. I don't need any bandwagon new Cowboy fans popping up out of the clear blue. You guys are the ones that stuck with our Cowboys, and God bless you.
No. I tell you what, man, I was on Facebook today with one of the guys interacting from Italy. This guy does a podcast over in Italy somewhere, and he does a writes a blog and everything. And
soccer?
For the Cowboys.
In Italy?
In Italy.
Damn.
I mean, it is – I know they're not coming out of the woodwork because they've always been there, but, I mean, it is going – it's the Cowboy Nation is going crazy right now.
Oh, how beautiful is that?
6-1 record.
How
ready
beautiful
to go?
Is that?
Can we go into Cleveland, the Mecca – of
here you go again, Mecca stuff.
American sports right now.
What are you talking about?
Well, you just had an NBA championship.
All right, big deal.
You just NBA. Went to the seventh game of the World Series.
Yeah, you probably lost that too.
Probably one of the best World Series games you'll ever see, right? I mean, that's pretty awesome.
All right, it was good.
And then you got America's team, or as I like to call them, the world's team.
The world's team, yeah.
Going up into Cleveland in a classic trap game.
There you go. Why do you goddamn use that trap word all the time?
Because that's what it is. It's a technical term.
It's not a trap game. Everything's going to be right down to mechanics here. As scheduled, as promised, there's going to be some ass whipping here. I don't see Cleveland having anything. But you know what? Stats do show throughout the years of playing against one another, we are 13-17 with these clowns.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And this is why...
No, that's not really a thing. I just want to throw that out there.
No. I'm telling you, it's a thing. This is where this is... and you're going to get me the Vegas line here. And we'll find out who's hot on what, but...
Oh, it's unbelievable.
It's 7 still?
Or was it went to 8.
Did it go to 8?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, the money's really flowing there. But no, this is one of those things where I think everybody... And the reason why you talk about it being a trap game is to avoid it being a trap game.
Well, it's actually went down to 7.5 now.
Okay. So, but that's what I'm saying. When you, and I hope Jason Garrett is telling everybody, I hope Jerry Jones is telling everybody, hey, when we get on that plane and we go up to Cleveland, let's handle our business like we can handle our business.
I really don't think Jerry needs to tell them that. I think they're on a mission from God.
They need to.
Yeah. Did you see that one sign some lady had in the stands? Once you go to Dak, there's no returning back.
That's a play, isn't it, right there? That's crazy. But Cowboy Nation's going absolutely berserk right now. I'm glad I'm glad we're out of baseball season, and now it's hardcore.
Oh, God, yeah.
We're halfway through football, right?
Yeah.
And now it's time to get to that Super Bowl. It's time to start talking about playoffs, all right? It's time to start talking about matchups. It's time to start talking about being healthy, getting healthy.
I got
to
tell you.
And making plans for Houston. Folks, make your plans for Houston.
That's beautiful, Steve-O. You know what gets me, man? I swear to God, this is going to sound crazy, but I'm now pissed off about that Giants game that we lost 20-19. I mean, what everyone would be talking, I know they're talking about us now, but we should be 8-0.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a giveaway, and luckily we've bounced back, and we've taken it to, being our current record, 6-1. So, I mean, you look at it and you go, okay, well, you know, we bounce back. We're in a good position. Because let me tell you what, if it was a little bit closer in the East, that would be one of the games you might be kicking yourself. Like, we pissed that one away. We had an opportunity. But like I said last show, anything can happen week one. You never know what you're going to get. And that's, you know, unfortunately, we got beat that one, and we've come back strong, and we need to keep it rolling, and we need to go up to Cleveland and handle our business and let them know that they're still the armpit of America. Sorry, Cleveland.
And you know
if
what?
We got Cowboy, which I know we got a ton of Cowboy fans in Cleveland.
For sure.
I'm not bagging on you, but.
Right.
You know.
We will have about 35,000 Cowboy fans there. I'm saying to you, 35,000. All dressed up in their Dez outfits and Elliot. It's going to. Matter of fact, you know what? We just sent out a jersey. I think we got to get that thing going too. We got to find fans out there, and we got to send them out jerseys.
Yeah, we try to do some stuff. I know we had interaction. Like I said, we're getting a ton of Facebook interaction. Mm-hmm. I had a guy, you know, it was conversing with me today. Was like, hey, when are you going to find some Cowboy tickets? Let's give those away.
Right.
I said, hey, I'm up here in St. Louis, man. I get Cowboy tickets. I might come be, on. My ass is going to get on. My ass is going to be on a plane.
Mention the Rams.
I'm not going to mention. No, I'm not even going to say it because I don't want to take a shot today. That'll be a little bit later.
All right.
But no, hey, if I had tickets, you know where I'm going. I'm
going
to go watch my boys.
Big D. Yes, sir.
I'm going to go watch them. That place is unbelievable, and I'll be there Monday Night Football on December 26th.
And, folks, if you love our show, which I know you do, because, hey, how many followers are we getting on Facebook? Every day we got 200-300 people following us and hitting like. It's unbelievable. And if you like our page, you love our podcast, go to CowboysPodcast.com and check out our site. And as you're doing that, hit on Amazon. There's amazing sales right now on Amazon, and you guys could be a part of it. And you guys could be showing a lot of love for this show. If you're going to buy anything on Amazon, go to our show first at CowboysPodcast.com. You can even go to CowboysPodcast.com/Amazon, and you'll be right there shopping away, getting whatever you want. And you know what? They're saying, Amazon's saying right now that they got more sales right now than just about till Black Friday. I mean, that's what they're equaling out to. And why not go to our site and shop there with Amazon? It'll keep our show going. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you. And I don't, you know, all of a sudden you got me salivating because you talk about Black Friday.
Yeah.
And you know what that means to me.
What's that mean to you?
Thanksgiving's the day before. It's my best holiday, my favorite holiday.
You're kidding. It's all about sitting there eating.
Absolutely. So here's, folks, follow me here. And I know we got Cowboy fans around the world. So those that are, you know, in Italy.
And you know what?
In Germany.
Don't you always end up with one relative sitting there that doesn't like the Cowboys? He irritates the hell out of you. And you're like, get the hell out of here.
They all do that to me.
Really?
You know, they've been around me since I was, you know, when I was born, obviously,
right,
the family. But I mean, when I started liking the Cowboys at age, like, you know, 5 or 6, and that's all I'd wear is Cowboy jerseys.
They would rip on a 5-6-year-old kid.
Oh, absolutely.
What kind of a ruthless family are you from?
Dude, I was arrogant. The Cowboys were good, and, you know, let me tell you what. You talk about end zone celebration.
They're ripping on a 5-6-year-old kid at his house.
Hey, I could do a great end zone celebration when we scored, and we were beating ass back in those days too, much like we are today. It's awesome. So
I used to do that Butch Johnson with the
– The guns?
Oh,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, hey, Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I get to eat – it is my favorite meal. It's one of my favorite meals.
It's a damn dry turkey, dry
Not mine.
White meat.
Not mine.
What do you do with yours?
Oh, first and foremost, my wife does one, and she puts like 6 pounds of bacon to cover it to keep it moist.
Dude,
and then I smoke one.
Traditional.
I smoke one. Absolutely. It's unbelievable. Hey, great stuff. Come on over to my house, folks. It's going to be great. We're going to be watching the game. But, hey, here's what I got. 3 things. Eat my favorite meal.
Uh-huh.
Right?
What, in turkey?
I got the whole thing. I get to watch my Cowboys. I know they're going to be on every Thanksgiving.
Right.
Right?
It's beautiful.
And the best thing about this holiday is I don't have to buy a gift for anybody.
No, but if you were, which I'm giving them a look right now, go to Amazon through CowboysPodcast.com, Steve-O, you wacko.
Well, that's why I say, hey, when you talk about Black Friday sales, and I know Amazon's pitching them right now, but anyway.
I'm pitching it too right now.
Think about it. Great meal. Cowboys game is on. You don't have to buy a gift. Lock down Thanksgiving for me every day.
Dude, 2 years ago, I almost burnt down the goddamn house.
Did you fry one?
I fried it. And,
can't be frozen, buddy.
No. It wasn't frozen, but I didn't put the oil in the right amount there. And then when I soaked that turkey in, it went over the sides, caught my propane, and the damn thing was on fire. And my wife's looking at me, and I'm like, hey, I got everything under control. I'm saying that, but I got everything around me. I got a carpet outside. I put a carpet outside in the driveway, and that's on fire. And I'm like, this has got to be the most hillbilly bullshit I've ever pulled in my life. Hey, but we're back together. I go to my sister's house now.
Okay.
She does all that cooking.
There you go.
Anyway, folks, our show today. Hey, let's get Colleen on here. We said that we'd get her on, and
we're a little late. We started rambling on here a little bit, but yeah,
Colleen on. Colleen, are you out there?
I am here.
Colleen, how you doing?
I'm doing real good. Are you ready for this game this weekend?
Oh, are we ever? We're so pumped up. He keeps saying
we're having an argument here.
It's not a trap game.
That this is a classic trap game.
Oh, God, Colleen, please talk some sense into them, will you?
Well, you know, we should win this game.
Yeah.
The problem is every time we're faced with a we should, it's going to be easy, we let our guard down, and we get stomped.
And what do they call that?
A trap game.
Oh, a trap game. Thank you, Colleen.
You
the
too.
Professor and I, she's been teaching me behind the scenes more about football than you can ever imagine.
Well, maybe I'm that insubordinate student here, because I'm telling you guys, this is going to be a cakewalk. I love this game. On paper, we should be beating these guys 36-17 is what I
am. Is that your official call?
That is my official call.
Colleen, I'm going to let her talk, because she's going to talk some sense into me. She was dead on the money last week.
She was so close.
With her call. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to shut my trap. I'm gonna sit back. I'm gonna listen to Professor take over, and then I will make my pick after she makes hers, and I'm gonna be like, the price is right. I'm gonna go like 1 point on either side of her.
All right, Colleen, if you got a number in your head, do not change it. I want Steve-O right now. What's your call?
I can't tell you. I got to listen to her. She's got a lot of knowledge.
You're gonna listen to
her. She's gonna tell me Mo Claiborne. She's gonna tell me Barry Church. She's gonna give me more information than I can even think about. And then I got to compute everything and listen to what she picks and then change the numbers just slightly.
All right. Hey, Colleen, what's your take on that? You put it on the site. You posted it on your site about, what's his name, Barry Bollinger or something like that? For the Philadelphia guy that put a bounty on our guy?
Oh, yeah.
What the hell was that about?
I'm not going to tell you what I call him, but... Anyhow, you know that in 1982, we signed that guy as an undrafted free agent after the draft. We signed him, and we had him on the Cowboys team until 1987 he played with us.
Uh-huh. Four years he was a Cowboy.
He was originally from Philadelphia, and he bounced all over the place and finally ended up with, after he left us. But he played with us for the most part. Uh-huh. So then he comes out on the NFL
network,
which he's a commentator on.
I've seen him.
And he says that he thinks the Eagles should have a bounty. Now, I told you that the Eagles were the original bounty team.
Can you believe
it? And that was a long time. I mean, yeah, the Eagles were the original bounty team way back when. They were the first ones to start that mess.
And you know what? You mentioned that last week sometime too. I think it was the week before or something that you mentioned that. I seen your post, I go, Colleen was just talking about that last week. It's incredible. Go ahead.
Yeah. And so he comes out and says that, and I think he's got no business making that kind of a call out there saying that they should. I don't care if he's on their team or if he's right. not on their team anymore.
No, no one's got a business
he
doing that.
He has no business going out there on the air and making a comment like that. So now they have suspended him.
I think 6 months, actually.
Yeah.
6 months. That's football season. That's beautiful. How about that, Steve?
Yeah. You know, to me, that stuff's just all talk, you know, and I get it. I know, but I wasn't a big fan of, you know, when that happened to the Saints. And I mean, it's stuff that's been going on for years. It's the whole Donald Trump.
This is what I got to deal with from you every time.
I know, but it's the whole, you know, locker room talk, whether you're talking politics or you're talking sports. There's things that are said in a locker room that are inappropriate, whether it's to hurt somebody or, you know, they're just way off color and bad taste.
Yeah, but you're telling that to the public, though.
Well, I know, but it's just one of those things where if you're going to have athletes on doing that type of stuff, that you're going to have to be used to them with the occasional slip on.
No, he really went after it, man.
But it's no different. Hey, remember that? You remember that umpire about 7 years ago in that college football game that tackled that guy on a screen pass? I mean, it's the same thing. These guys have flashbacks to things, and they don't know what they're doing. So I give them a pass.
Oh, Colleen, this is what I got to deal with.
This he won't get a pass from me.
No, not me
and
either.
Especially since he used to play for us. How dare he?
Exactly. That I'm just, with Colleen
we
100%.
We gave him the opportunity to be in the NFL.
The opportunity, man.
City of brotherly love.
Yeah, that brotherly love. They threw snowballs at Santa 1 year, for the love of God.
We're going on crazy
right,
here.
Yeah, but forget about them. They're done. Okay. They're history. So what do you got this week? Who's going to stand out this week against Cleveland?
Anthony Brown.
Anthony Brown.
Well, he's going to have to. We got two defensive backs that are done, right?
Are they done?
Well, right. Church is out 3 to 5 weeks. Claiborne.
Here's the thing with him, though. You know, he's versatile. He can play the slot cornerback. He can play the outside cornerback.
Right.
And he doesn't act like a rookie.
No, not at all. There's a big write-up about Brown. He's been fabulous. They're saying that for the biggest surprise, it's probably you brought that up, Steve-O, to tell me about Brown, how good he's been doing, too.
Yeah, and I think you phrase that in as a surprise. I would put Dak in there as well. But Zeke is not a surprise. I think he's a pleasant surprise. I mean, we were all hoping he would come in and be the next coming of Tony Dorsett or Emmett Smith or whoever it might be. And you looked at Dak just came really out of nowhere, but he's still a fourth-round pick, a big-time player. Right. Anthony Brown is
a sixth-rounder?
He was a sixth-round pick.
Right.
But a lot of times sixth-round picks, seventh-round picks don't even make the team. They might end up on the practice team, but they don't necessarily make the team, and
you're
especially
right.
when you have several – six-round picks.
Right.
What do you see out of Brown that stands out to you?
His speed.
He's what's he run, like 4.3, I think it was? They said running 4.3.
Yeah. He's fast.
4.3.
He's really fast.
He's slightly slower than you, but.
There he goes. There he goes again, Colleen. I just told him before the show, no sausage finger remark or anything like that. Now he brings up my speed.
Colleen, he's wearing an L.A. Dodgers hat.
It's not an L.A. Dodgers. It's just an L.A. hat. It's just an L.A. hat because I go to L.A. I like L.A.
In St. Louis, we call L.A. Lower Arnold. So
Lower Arnold.
But that's an inside joke around here.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
I know. Colleen.
All right, go ahead, Colleen. Lower Arnold.
Yeah, I mean, he runs the 40 in 4.35, I think was his time at the combine. And the fact that he played one position in college and they completely switched him over when he came to training camp and he learned that position. And so they switched him over again just to see what he would do, much like they did with Byron Jones. They did the same thing with him moving around, and they discovered that, whoa, we've got these guys that can actually switch with no problem at all.
Right. So where do you think we're going to play Brown this week? According to Steve-O, we got some injuries. Is he going to be playing deep safety, or is he going to play up? And what's his status for this week?
I think we'll see him in as a slot cornerback.
Slot cornerback. All right. That makes sense.
He's been playing well there. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I like how Skandrick's been they've been utilizing him on the blitzes. Whenever we're throwing blitzes, we don't seem to be getting to the QB. Skandrick has got the speed from the outside to get in there and do some damage. So I'm glad that we're utilizing some sort of a blitz, because when we blitz, we always seem to get caught on a blitz. I mean, they pick it up really well. Am I right or wrong, guys?
Yeah. I think you're going to see a lot in this game, just because the Browns have allowed 20 sacks this season.
20 sacks. Wow. That's averaging what?
Almost 2.5 a game.
2.5 a game?
Yeah.
I'm the math genius here, Colleen.
Well, yeah, that's good. At least you're good for something.
Good for you, because I'm not.
Jono's trying to take off his shoes and socks and count stuff right now. So
I almost did that.
I know you did.
All right.
But no, and
yeah, so I mean, they don't have a good record of I think you'll see more happening this time. It's something. We don't have a decent pass rusher.
Right.
That's a fact.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you.
We get one, we're not going to see big time.
Did you hear about
big
that?
Numbers.
Did you hear about that rumor that we may be going to trade? I don't know who we're looking to trade to, but we're definitely looking for a defensive lineman that has a rush. What the hell was his name? I think I forgot his name, but I think he's a big time defensive rusher that we're looking at right now. If you guys come up with the name, that'd be great.
Well, I know the Browns just picked one up from the Patriots in a trade.
We were looking at somebody. I forget what his name was.
Me too.
But we passed. He was from the Jets. We passed on
Sheldon.
Him because they wanted too much. They wanted too much for him.
Sheldon Richardson.
They wanted
right?
too much
no,
money,
not Sheldon.
And they wanted too much as far as draft picks. So they turned it down. What they did sign another cornerback, but they signed him to the practice team, and that's Leon McFadden. They had several players come down and work out for him, and out of all of those, they chose Leon McFadden to hit the practice team, and if they need him, they will bring him up.
Yeah.
And we also have, what is his name, Sasser?
Well,
we have another guy that's Sammy Seamster.
Well, as what
on
position?
Our practice squad.
What position is he at?
He's another cornerback.
Okay, so we're looking for cornerbacks, too. I don't know why we're looking for cornerbacks now. I think
we got two hurt.
Yeah, but they'll be back. I would definitely look for defensive linemen.
Well,
a defensive end would be ideal, really.
We have on our practice squad, we have some.
But no, nothing that stands
I just don't
out,
think,
though, right? Yeah.
I just don't think they're the caliber that...
Right.
...that we need. And so...
Yeah,
they're not going to bring them up. And as long as we're doing okay... And we're
right.
bending and not breaking. That's their term that they're using.
Yeah, that's another football term there. Bend, don't break.
Yeah, that's what they're using. As long as we're bending and not breaking, they're okay.
That's all good.
So
that's all good.
They're
now,
not going to bring anybody up. But they do have, they have they have Chris McCoy. What is he?
Well, we'll
Chris McCain.
We'll get to those guys in a minute, Colleen. What about Jerry talking about Romo now? I mean, he said he knows. He said Romo knows that how the season's going, basically, and how good we are. We'll take our time with Tony. Is he saying the right things right now as Jerry Jones? Now, I'm telling you, he's under a little scrutiny now.
I saw the best article about what Jerry Jones was saying, and it actually broke it down quote by quote, and it was really good. But basically, he hasn't anywhere in there said he's not going to play.
Right, right.
And, you know, it's like I think I said it one other time, I wouldn't be surprised if we pulling a Manning. If you remember correctly, Manning didn't play much the last season.
Correct.
And then he came in at the very end, and he played, and he went to the Super Bowl. And they won.
And won it, yeah.
Yeah, but that is also Peyton Manning, though.
And then he retired.
Oh, you threw that little twist in there, huh? So you're saying this may be the last roundup for Romo then, huh?
Could very well be.
Could be.
I'm not buying that. I mean, first and foremost, I think Tony still wants to play.
Right.
Okay? You know, and he'll have 17 million reasons why he should be playing. And
I don't think he's that type of guy.
Believe me, it's everybody's that type of guy. So, or most everybody. So, but
no,
I think you're.
I think he's finally realizing, you know, how much he.
I agree.
How much he's hurting.
Yeah.
And how much he's giving out there. And they're putting him in a position where he is making a difference. He's enjoying seeing that difference.
Yeah.
When he talks to Dak on the sidelines and goes over plays and said, look, they did this and this to you. Now, next time they're going to do this, watch out for it.
No, I agree 100% because when he threw that pick, that camera was on Tony the entire time when Dak threw that inside the 5-6 yard line. And I'm telling you right now, the guy was like, he felt pissed. I mean, he wasn't looked away with a little smile on his face like, yeah, that's your rookie. I'm coming back. This is my spot. But he was genuine about that, and there was a lot of like, you know what, I want this guy to do good.
No, he does. But, right. I mean, I haven't wavered from my position in the beginning. The fact is that as long as Dak continues to play at the level he's playing and or above and we continue to win, then they are going to allow Tony Romo to rest. There's no reason to bring him back. You know, and
why
they just
bring him back right now and risk that he would get hurt before the playoffs?
No, you're right.
Why
100%.
Not? Why not let him completely continue? He's still practicing.
Mm-hmm.
He was out there today. Yesterday he didn't practice, but that's no surprise.
Right, he was doing a workout yesterday, an individual workout. I think they said he was working strength and conditioning, and he wasn't participating in team drills like he had done the day before and even last week. But no, I agree with you 100% that. If the tables were turned, if you go in and you lose, you know, a game and you don't look good or you continue to make rookie mistakes, and I'm talking about Prescott here, that puts the team in jeopardy, that you might see the timetable moved up to see Romo come back and play. I don't think he's done. I don't think he's done with this Cowboys team, and I don't think he's done with his career, whether or not they win or he plays or whatever happens. But the further we get on in the season and Dak continues to be on a roll and you get to a 9-1 or a 10-1, I think you start seeing – the mood change as far as the message out of Cowboys camp will no longer be, hey, we're going to allow Tony to get healthy. I think they have that window right now. But I think as your record continues to improve, it's, hey, we're going to play the hot hand. You get into that type of record, that's when the tone changes as far as what you're doing with your team.
See, I disagree. I disagree on the sense that I just listened to Colleen, and she brought up something interesting. Years before, Tony, it was almost like, hey, come on, are you feeling better? They pushed the guy to getting back out on the field when he was 80, 85%. It could have been a punctured lung, whatever the hell it was. The guy went out there, and now they're asking him, we want you at 100%. And this guy here, he's like, at 100%? I've never been at 100%. But you brought up a great point, Colleen. I really think that from the years past, this guy has been abused a lot, and we've asked him to come back early, and we haven't asked him to come back, but the urgency was there where he's seen it. He's seen his team faltering. He made his comeback. And this time around, it's got nothing to do. I really think it's got nothing to do with Dak. I really think the Cowboys want him at 100%. We don't need a 90% now. We don't need a 95%. At 100%, you come back to us. But right now, we want you to get well.
Right. Until you're 11-1, then your 100% doesn't matter.
No, I disagree.
Then we're playing the hot hand.
I'm not buying it.
That's why I'm the expert here.
I really think that we are going to ride Dak, but again, we are making it known that our quarterback is Tony Romo.
If you're 11-1 or 12-1, Romo's not coming back.
Romo's not going to make – the guy was putting up last year – 24, 26 points a game. I mean, the year before.
I'm just telling you, that's why Mike Chair says expert on it.
All right, expert, yeah.
Folks, listen to me. Take it to the bank.
Take it to the bank. Yeah, I've been taking a lot to the bank here with my picks in there.
I want to hear your picks this week, but I misspoke on Tuesday. Like I said, I'm not a gambler, and, we go to do the show on Monday, right? It was Monday. And I go, oh, Jono's got some picks for us. And he's like, I don't have any picks. The lines aren't even good right now. And he starts yelling at me like I'm trying to pick the 5-1 exacta horse.
Colleen, I just want the best plays ready for Thursday. Why shoot it out on Monday? So that was where I stood on that. But, yeah, so that's where we stand on that. And
Well, I want to know, Colleen, what's your take on what do you anticipate this game looking like on Sunday? Now, we got the noon game. So we're back out of prime time into, the noon game. I mean, what do you expect out of Cleveland's offense, their defense? How do you expect the Cowboys to attack them? I got my ideas on some things.
I think, well, first of all, it's kind of interesting. The Browns offense and our offense are actually ranked pretty close to each other. When you look at yards gained, they're very close to each other. But the big difference between them is what I was saying earlier about them allowing 20 sacks. So I think that Zeke will get his 140 yards without any problem at all.
140, nice, and without a problem.
And maybe more, most likely more. But I also think that they're going to be getting some yards. Not so sure that they'll make their 120, which is what they've been averaging as a team, not as a one player.
Right.
I don't think they'll pull that off because I think our offense is tougher than that. And like I said, I think that our defense is tougher than that, and we'll be able to hold them back, and they're not going to get through as easily, just like they did, just like they held the Packers. But they've got to go in with a level head. They can't go in there thinking, oh, this is going to be an easy game. It's going to be a cakewalk. They've got to go in there thinking, this can be a tough game, and we've got to play like it's a tough game. Don't give them any breaks.
No, no, you're definitely right. We never want a team to come back in the fourth quarter that we should be stomping. You got two teams that are going the opposite direction here. The Priors, Cleveland, he's out. They got their quarterback. He's out, too. What the hell is his name?
No,
McCown's going to play.
Cody Kessler and Josh McGowan are listed as co-starters.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So Kessler's back again? Oh, who the hell
Kessler's
cares?
Kessler's back.
Hell?
Yeah, and Josh McGowan is there. And then they have a third guy listed as on their roster.
Right.
Their active roster as well. So
is Pryor listed as out, or is he still doubtful?
I thought he was out.
No. He was – Pryor was – I had him down. He didn't
practice
on Monday.
He's got a bad hammy, doesn't he?
He didn't practice on Monday because of a hamstring. But today he was practicing. He was limited today.
Yeah, I expect him to play, and I like him as a player.
I completely expect him to play.
Yeah, he's listed as questionable right now, and I like him as a player. He's a former quarterback. I think a lot of people are familiar with that. But I think
they used him as a quarterback.
Yeah, he has a great skill set, and he's actually done well for me on fantasy, by the way.
Wait, so you're going to have this clown in on your fantasy team against us?
I told you how I work.
Holy shit.
I like picking those players against us because even if I lose, then I have something to cheer for. And if I win, I have something to cheer for.
You, sir, are
I can't
a traitor.
Lose.
With you and your Rams, I should have known something was up
no,
with you.
No, it's a way to do it.
It's a I put way the to Eagles, do it. Yeah, so was, Judas said the same shit.
I put the Eagles in last week.
It's true.
And
people who play fantasy football, they always pick people from other teams.
Colleen, I have teams, too, and I do not play any guy that's going to play against my Cowboys that week. Yeah. I just don't play
really?
It. And I won't play it.
Colleen, that's why he's never won in fantasy.
I'm telling you, at least I have integrity, sir.
You do have integrity.
I'm not playing anyone that's playing against my boys.
You have integrity, and that's why I won
fantasy
baseball this year.
I know people who have no Cowboys on their team and on their fantasy team, and they win. They're winning at fantasy football.
Actually, the Cowboys are one of the highest recruited fantasy team players on ownership. I mean, they
should be.
They have all the Cowboy players, basically. You won't see too many.
They got a ton of skill position players. But what I would really like to see out of this game is I would like to get the ball first, and I would like to put a 10 or 12 play drive, mm-hmm. march down the field,
right.
get a touchdown.
And then have your prior score.
No. I want him on the gravy train. I like the gravy at the end. I like when they go to the soft defense and the prevent and he can get all those bullshit fantasy points for me at the end.
Sir, we're going for a shutout.
So I want him to march down. I want to eat some clock, and I want to score a touchdown. I want to get him three and out. I would love to get a sack or two, and I want to see him go down and get down 14-0. So now all of a sudden – our defense can pin their ears back and get after it and build that lead, okay? Keep
right.
our defense fresh and,
right.
and excited and getting after them and really get to a lead. And then when we're up 31-3,
oh, geez. Yeah.
I would like to see McCown throwing the ball to Terrell Pryor
okay.
on right. a soft prevent defense and maybe win 31-17. And prior to have two touchdowns and 150 yards.
Anything else?
That's all I want.
That's it, huh? This is like me talking about what I'm going to do to a buffet tray.
I just watched you on a 5-1 Exacta course down there at Church Hill Downs, and you were yelling at the computer. Don't tell me about you.
The horse should have run a little bit better than that.
He was like Big Brown coming down the stretch. They needed to put him out of his misery.
Oh, God. All right. Okay, Colleen. See what I got to deal with here. See what I got to deal with? Anyway, So what you're saying, 31-17?
I like 31-17.
That's what I had 36-17.
See, I have 34-17.
Wow. Ooh. All right. We're all over 17.
I like it.
Well, I started with 34-13, and then I looked at I started looking at their field goal kicker and their yards and everything, and then I gave them a few more points. So,
hey Colleen, I got to ask you this: we didn't have you on the early edition. When did you think it was turning around for the Cowboy game and the Eagle? In the Eagle game there. What was that,
you know,
one big play?
Overtime.
The overtime? I thought it was that punt.
No,
I thought it was that
I'm
fake punt.
I'm just kidding. Oh. I'm just kidding.
She's just like you.
I got in trouble for criticizing that game. So,
no,
everybody was upset with me. How dare I criticize a game that we won?
Oh. I had plenty of criticisms that game.
The game was so sloppy, it was just sad. And to be honest with you, I think if we hadn't won the coin toss for the overtime, the outcome could have been sadly different.
There's no question about it. There's no question about it. And do you think that punt, fake punt,
I think the momentum changed when Chris Jones took off running.
I do, too.
I have seen, everybody's like, I didn't know he could run that fast. I have seen him run across the field and tackle.
You're right.
On a punt that's being returned.
Right. You're right. I see him on the sideline. Yeah, he hits hard too, that little fella.
He bolts across there when he has to. He's not scared to run across there and try to tackle.
I tell you what, too, when Witten caught that ball in the end zone for the overtime, I thought of you. I said, Colleen's happy now. That's her guy that just caught the ball. So,
that was you couldn't have asked for a better play. And I thought, oh, my gosh, it's not going to happen because, first of all, he had three guys on him. Then he shook them loose. Two of them ran into each other and fell down, and the other guy ran the other direction. So he took off running, and he's waving, and Dak's not looking.
right. Didn't you get a flavor that was like Tony Romo? I mean, that's what Romo does.
Oh, yeah.
Rob Dobb wrote about that. Our blogger wrote about that. It was almost fitting being a Halloween, Sunday night right there.
Beautiful.
Right.
Beautiful.
It was.
And I like to throw this out there, too. Going back about 10 minutes ago, we were talking about Dak and Romo. If Terrence Williams doesn't pass interfere right there in the end zone, that Eagle guy's got the ball. I mean, he catches that ball. We would not be talking like this right now. So, you know what? I want to throw that in there, too.
No,
in that equation
and I would say if Terrence Williams doesn't do that, there's a hell of a good shot that Tony Romo's playing this week.
No, you see, we're back at that again. No, he's got to be at 100%. For the love of God, how many times I got to tell you that? It's not about
I don't think they'll. I don't think they'll put him in. I think they want. The other part of that is they want Dak to have these experiences where he is put under pressure, where he, and if he loses a game, they're okay with that.
Yeah, I'm not okay, but
we're not okay, but they're okay with it. And to be honest with you, we should be okay with it because we're doing okay.
We're doing great, Colleen.
We're
what, 6-1, 7-1
I mean, I should say we're doing fantastic, but we're doing good. And so one game is not going to – so we lose two games this season. All right, we lost two games.
No,
let's not get carried away here.
Yeah, Colleen, we're not losing any more games.
That's like jumping off the bandwagon around here. Let's stay on the train here.
Throw all our notes away on that one.
Their thought process is that if we lose a game, it's going to be okay. And that's why they're going to let him play. They're going to let him get this experience so that he can improve, so that he gets these lessons out there. I read a really good article today about an interview with Dak, and he was criticizing himself.
Well, that's good.
And saying how sloppy the game was and how much he realized how much he didn't know when he was out there and how much his reaction.
Right. Well, I tell you what, too, Colleen, we've been looking damn good on fourth downs. I mean, guys, fourth down, what are we now? 2 for 2, 4 for 4? How's that rolling? I mean, we're not being stopped on fourth down.
I'm still stuck on one thing. Colleen said she read an article today, and I'm looking. Jono, you got all your notes, and it looks like you're supposed to be reading.
I don't know what the hell I'm reading.
But they're all pictures.
Oh, boom.
Do you just read picture books here?
What do
you read?
I'm supposed to read pop-up books, dude. There's an article everywhere.
He's got the table covered with papers, and half of them are
right.
Blank.
I want to look like I'm doing something productive.
Look how clean my side is.
Yeah, you feed off my stuff, you weasel. But, Colleen, what about that? Fourth down, we've been looking damn good, haven't we?
Yeah, and thank you, Jason Garrett, for not being over-cautious and allowing us to go for it on fourth down.
That was a good way of putting it. We would have said something else about it. But, yeah, you're definitely right about that. He has been fourth down and one, fourth down two. We pulled the trigger on it, man, and we looked pretty good.
Yeah, there's a study out there. I think some high school coach was saying that they never punt. You know, the odds statistically are in their favor if they continue to run four plays.
That's
so
high school.
I don't formulate here. I get it, but you get down in there, and, you know, you're on their 40-yard line. You're only going to probably gain, field possession-wise, most likely 20 yards, maybe as much as 30. So, you know, you're getting into that fourth and one. I mean, heck, run it. And that's showing confidence in your defense that
offense.
If you don't get it,
offense
that they're going to hold,
yeah.
And showing confidence in your offense that you feel that they can get it.
Yeah, you're
so
right.
It's a good message to send to your team.
But it's got to be on their side of the field. I'm not doing it on our side.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Belichick.
Don't do it when you're on the 20-yard line.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So you got any plans? Are you going to watch the game at your house? You got girls coming over? What's the deal?
I am going – my local the game's not aired here this Sunday.
That's
so I am going to my local Cowboys club fan club meets up for all the non-aired games.
Oh, nice.
Do we have something like that in this area?
No, we don't have anything like
that.
I've
heard of maybe a cheesehead one.
No, I'm not sitting down with any cheeseheads either. Okay,
we watch it on the big screen. And
how many are there?
In my club?
Yeah.
235 right now.
235. So let's say about 150 of you guys show up that day. Is it pretty safe to say you got 150 Cowboy fans there?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
amazing.
Pretty safe to say.
You see, I don't leave
my
house.
And the owners of the place where we meet, they're Cowboys fans.
Good.
It makes it even better because they cater to us. But
yeah. I go to, I used to go to sports bars and kick back, watch, and then I'd have a weird Al Yankovic behind me with a plastic cheese head on his head, and I'm like, dude, I can't watch my Cowboys here and have this guy. I know he's watching on a different TV, but I don't like other teams around me. I don't know what it is. I like, and I'm telling you, Colleen, this is weird because I have not lost a game with this new TV that I bought. So when the wife tells me to get out of the house, I go, I can't leave. I've been winning with this TV. I can't go. So that's it.
Yeah.
I'm very superstitious.
You
got to
wear the same shirt, the same hat.
Well, I do.
Same
that,
socks.
Yeah. No, I don't know the socks. Yeah, that could get a little stinky there. That's got a little funk.
I think that happens later on in the season. So no, it's for me. It's probably going to throw something on the smoker. Be out on the screened-in porch with the game on.
You like smoking, don't you?
Oh,
really?
Every weekend.
I like the regular barbecue.
What about you, Colleen? Both are really good. Both are really good.
Yeah, I don't like that wood smell on my meat. I don't know what it is. I just don't like that.
You haven't had
maybe
my meat,
son. You're getting the right one.
He hasn't had my meat yet.
Well, I'll check that out.
Not.
Bring the hell are you talking about?
All right. Hey, if he brings those hands over, those fingers might end up on the grill getting smoked.
I don't know how the hell you call these sausage fingers. They're normal-looking fingers.
Proctologist, anyway. Jono.
All right. Okay.
It's turned for the worse right now.
Yeah. Well, it was you.
Okay.
We're talking about my barbecue. You bring that up. So you got 36 to 17 or 34 to 16. You got what?
31-17.
You got 31-17.
I have 34-17.
Yeah, you got 34-17. All right, Colin, it's going to be interesting. Can't wait for the game. And, hey, Cowboy fans, we love your interaction out there.
Colleen, give a plug to your group.
Yes, yes, please do.
She loves the Cowboys.
She loves the Cowboys.
Anybody wants to come join us, just
anybody?
Because she loves the Cowboys.
Colleen, anybody?
No, not anybody.
Because I think I got a denial. I got a denial.
Well, you got to be a female. That's what it is out there, folks. If you want to be a part of that group, you got to be a female. And Colleen has to see a couple Cowboy posts on your home site.
Yeah, there is a vetting process that she has. So she goes through and makes sure.
I spend 5 to 10 minutes on every request.
Really?
To make sure that they are a Cowboys fan.
You can't believe
that it's a real account, not a fake account.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too.
I don't understand that. I don't understand the game with the fake accounts.
You're kind of new at it.
I know. I don't understand what the end play is there. Is it just to get
followers?
Okay.
Some of them are selling stuff. Some of them are looking to hack.
Yeah.
Well, that's no good.
Well, I tell you what, folks. We're going to have a contest. I've got a Charles Haley jersey signed. I'm really excited about giving it away on the show. And, Colleen, I got to text you back and forth. Find out what would be a good way of giving this jersey out, not just to you gals, but just out to the Cowboys podcast land out there. So one of our fans. But I'd like to be creative with it, and I like to – get your input on how should we send it out to get subscriptions, have people come on to our show.
So they had a real good idea the other day. I think you were not in here when we were talking about it, but they wanted to get whichever follower that we had on Twitter, which is at Cowboys Podcast, if they could get the most famous Cowboy ex or current to retweet our podcast.
See, I don't do the Twitter though. I don't know anything about the Twitter. I like to see it before I give out something, you know.
No. But that's, and we got people here. We got intern Drew. We got a couple of the other guys in the other room that they monitor all that. I think that's just a great way to do it. So if you make sure you get us on Twitter at Cowboys Podcast, because I'm telling you, I think that's the way to go.
I want subscriptions, though. I want people to tune into our show.
Yeah, but you know, when Tony Dorsett says, "Hey, listen to these two clowns," and the professor,
right? But the professor already knows a lot of Cowboy fans. I mean, Cowboy.
Cowboy
players. Well, I don't mind that, but I like taking care of Colleen with that. By the way, you got to send that out there. I'm really lazy with that.
I will.
That picture. It's the Jones DB. Remember that, Colleen. It's coming your way. I got a big picture of him clinching up. He's all and it's got his name on there, and so it's kind of exciting. He signed it.
Oh,
so there you go. I'm sending that to you too.
Jono's good. So we got the scores. We expect big things. We don't want to fall into a trap.
There's no trap. We're gonna kick their ass. Bottom line,
we want to stay healthy.
Healthy.
Because,
healthy is
and
good.
That's a big thing because we came out of last week nicked
up.
Yeah,
we have 10 players on the limited practice list.
Right. Well, you know what? We're going to be okay. There's no problem. Everything's going to be good. Knock on wood. All the Cowboy players are going to come out of this with no injuries, and we're going to win this one big. Get ready. I hope we don't overlook these guys, and we should just clobber them and then look for Pittsburgh. God, what a showdown that's going to be. The old doomsday defense versus that steel curtain. Their little yellow flags or towels that they
terrible
wear.
Terrible towels.
Yeah, they wave around. Little girls. Not girls. I didn't mean that. I know you guys listen. Our girls are listening to Cowboy fans out there. Anyway, that's what we got.
Perfect. So make sure you follow Colleen Case
She loves the Cowboys if you're a female. Follow us on Twitter at Cowboys Podcast. Follow us on Facebook at Cowboys Podcast. Subscribe to the show at iTunes, Stitcher.
Right.
Any of your free sites, you can go on there and get the Cowboys Podcast. Just download it immediately so you can listen.
Right. They can go to our site at cowboyspodcast.com, and it'll be right there. So you subscribe. So subscribe to our show there, and it's ideal. And check up lineupmedia.fm. We've got some great shows out there as well. So, Colleen, it's been great having you on, and we will talk to you next week.
Okay, look forward to it.
All right,
sounds
good.
See you, Colleen.
Hey, folks, Cowboy Nation, we'll see you guys next week, too, from Steve O'Jano. We are out of here, my friends.
Go, boys.
Tune in next week for another edition of the Cowboys Podcast on lineupmedia.fm. Subscribe to the show now at cowboyspodcast.com on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets. This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.